It is Hank FM, and it's why. This is why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
These are the culprits. These are their stories. It's why we can't have nice things, with a honorable shout out to our new friend, Rebecca.
Good morning. My name is Rebecca.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
This is getting too weird, man. Too quick. Let's start with AI. And sales of an AI-enabled teddy bear have been suspended after it started giving advice on, well, we'll just call it salacious activities.
Oh, dear.
And where to find knives. Larry Wang, CEO of Singapore-based Folo Toy, told and admitted to CNN that the company had withdrawn its Kuma bear, as well as the rest of its whole thing, all the AI-enabled toys, after researchers, people found out that it was telling kids how to light matches and stuff like that. And yeah, they're now, quote, conducting an internal safety audit, Wang said. The stuffed teddy bear with the speaker inside sold on their website for $99. And it fully integrates OpenAI's ChatGPT 4.0 chatbot. I wonder if Rebecca knows how to light matches.
Hello.
I'm sure she does. Dum, 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 dum.
Everything is an upgrade in the world of travel. Bags, drink, leg room, even a window seat. But should it include a window? United Airlines says no. There is now a class action lawsuit filed against the carrier by a group of customers who paid for something called a window seat. But there was no window.
Yeah.
United says it's really about the position of the seat and being next to the wall of the aircraft. This cannot be interpreted as a promise to have a window view. 1 million people were affected.
Well, as those rows become shorter and they move the seats closer to closer, it's not going to line up. It once did, from what I was told, and that's why, because the aisles have gotten so much, well, closer together. And then you got to fight, sue the person that's in front of you that's like it's in the middle, and it's like, you know, well, you have to reach back. I reach forward. That's my window. How about this class action lawsuit? We got a California woman, Melissa Burkett, who is suing Milk-Bone Dog Biscuits on behalf, she says, of her dog. They claim that the no artificial labeling on the Milk-Bone dipped dog biscuits is false. Says there is artificialness. And their lawsuit states that the biscuits contain manufactured citric acid as an artificial preservative. Burkett and her dog are seeking damages, restitution, and an injunction to prevent further false marketing of the product. I don't get that. There's no dog name listed on this, unfortunately.
That's it's like really too bad.
It's like the courts aren't taking it seriously. And possibly, it sounds like we know who maybe is eating milk bones. Yeah, Melissa.
Good morning. No. My name is Rebecca.
No, Melissa. No. Yeah. Although, you know what? Rebecca probably would eat it, too.
So back in the olden days, you'd get a ride around the city in a yellow cab driven by a guy named Hal that would tell you stories about his rough upbringing.
Let me tell you, welcome to Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. These days, it's a Tesla with a driver that doesn't even need to stay awake. A passenger in San Francisco was horrified because the driver had the vehicle in self-driving mode and was taking full advantage of it by falling asleep repeatedly behind the wheel.
There you go.
They reported it to management, and they have not received a response.
Might have been the safest driver. Dum, 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 dum. We don't normally have good news and why we can't have nice things, but I want to give some props, some disturbing stories that are now seemingly solved. First of all, Parker County Sheriff's Department and the officials out there, props to you.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, we played you audio, and it was somebody that was basically trying to give their life savings to some cryptocurrency scammers. And, you know, like an officer stopped her in the grocery store, said, don't do it. Well, this has all been a months-long thing. $1.2 million from residents, fake warrants, jury duty calls. Well, Parker County Sheriff's Office got them. Very nice. And props to UTA. A bunch of college students at the University of Texas in Arlington may have helped solve a murder case that went cold for 3+ decades. It stems back to the death of a 25-year-old woman back in 1991, Cynthia Gonzalez. It's never been solved. Well, now Arlington police announced the arrest of Janie Perkins, now 63, a friend at the time. And it seems the school's criminology department solved it.
Yes!
And trying to help. This is a partnership started early in the year, actually, with Arlington PD to investigate cold cases. And it appears that, quote, Ms. Perkins knew information only the killer would know. She was arrested November 6th in Azle and court date pending.
Dum, dum, dum,
about
dum,
that?
Dum.
Man, well, yeah, but Azle? For everybody else.
Congrats,
UTA. Well done, kids.
So we've got your tickets to the ultimate bullfighting tomorrow on Fake News. But for now, how about a Red Bull in the road? Not where that goes. Yeah, a man was driving through Gillette, Wyoming, and literally hit a Red Bull. Livestock, not the beverage. The big boy deployed the car's airbags. The guy is fine, but no word on the bull. It's worth $8,000.
Mm.
Just kind of a bargain for a bull.
Oh, you in trouble, dum-dum.
Yeah,
be careful out there.
Run.
It's like McConaughey in a Lincoln. And then finally, let's wind up in Lake Worth. Suspect reportedly involved in multiple thefts across the DFW Metroplex over the last couple of months, but Lake Worth police announced they have arrested a suspected serial doll thief. 20-year-old Enrique Steger, either which way, accused of stealing Marvel G.I. Joe things from a store in Lake Worth, but during the investigation, they realized this has happened at several collectible stores across the Metroplex, and he's been charged with theft. They expect additional charges. In fact, Lake Worth PD and detectives went to Facebook to ask, hey, anybody else on this? Steger's attorney could not be reached for comment, but Steger himself says, they're not dolls, they're action figures.
Yes. Dum,
and
dum,
that's
dum, 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 dum,